The judge in the murder case of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez has decided she will not recuse herself from the case. Recusal motions are seldom filed by attorneys and even more rarely by the prosecution, which is the situation in this case. At a hearing in Bristol County yesterday, the prosecutor in the Hernandez case said that Judge Susan Garsh treated him unfairly in a previous trial. WBUR's David Boeri picks up the story from there.
After the hearing and outside Superior Court in Fall River, the district attorney, Samuel Sutter, tried to put the most positive spin on things.
We never said in our filing that Judge Garsh, whom I have a great regard for, was biased against the Commonwealth.
Perhaps, but Sutter's first assistant prosecutor, William McCauley, had said the judge was antagonistic toward the Commonwealth and him, that she was accusatory, erroneous in her findings, dismissive, and discourteous and demeaning during a trial in which he appeared before the judge 3 years ago and, by the way, in which he won a conviction. Here's McCauley.
That the court continued in its behavior, its tone, its manner, directing towards me what was clear, sending signals that the jury would naturally think that I was doing something wrong.
If the prosecution's arguments seem light on specific evidence of judicial bias in that past trial, the defense said it was utterly devoid of factual or legal merit, McCauley claimed that asking the judge to step down had nothing to do with judge shopping. Nothing at all. But retired Superior Court Judge Robert Barton said it was all about judge shopping.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. They don't want her to sit on this case. So in their minds, she's not the idyllic judge for the government.
Defense lawyers have the obligation of being zealous advocates for their clients. But prosecutors have the ultimate obligation of seeing that justice is served, more important even than winning convictions. So when prosecutors seek to have judges step down, and when they accuse judges of being unfair, the issue becomes much more serious because it goes to the integrity of the criminal justice system. The defense attorney for Aaron Hernandez, Jamie Sultan, argued against the recusal motion yesterday. He said the prosecution failed to meet its burden.
The fact that a judge may have ruled against me in a case does not allow me to have a lifetime exemption from appearing before that judge again. That's essentially what Mr. McCauley is looking for here.
The prosecutor cited, quote, a well-known and publicly documented history of antagonism between himself and the judge. He then argued that unless Judge Susan Garsh stepped down from the current case, this relationship will be exploited and sensationalized by the media and thereby prejudice the defendant and the public perception of the courts.
The Commonwealth's motion for recusal is denied.
Now, Judge Garsh, who had been prevented by judicial ethics from defending herself when McCauley lashed out against her in the press 3 years ago, had the opportunity to respond in the courtroom.
I harbor no bias against the Commonwealth or against First Assistant District Attorney William McCauley or against the defendant.
The defendant, Hernandez, whose name was barely mentioned, is not allowed to watch football while in jail. But here in the courtroom, he could hear the judge blitz and sack the prosecutor with her legal argument.
That the Commonwealth may believe that ADA McCauley might be impaired in the performance of his duties is not grounds for recusal.
The antagonism was unilateral, the judge said, and she had none. Outside, District Attorney Sutter conceded.
We had a fair hearing. Having so ruled, we will not appeal.
Retired Judge Barton, who formerly sat on the state's Judicial Conduct Commission, called the prosecution's actions frivolous and transparent.
She denied the motion to recuse. All they have to do is go to the appeals court if they think they're so right.
And they're not going there.
Of course not. Well, what does that say? That says we don't think we've got enough to have someone tip it over.
Having questioned her fairness, the prosecution can now hope the judge will question herself when she makes future decisions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.